Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Time for the third installment in our weekly feature from the Stoop Storytelling Series. Today we're going to hear a story from Congressman Elijah Cummings' childhood. His story has been edited for brevity.
My mother and father were former sharecroppers from Manning, South Carolina. They came to Baltimore right after they got married in the 1940s. Mom had a third grade education. Dad had a fourth grade education, and my father could trace his sharecropping efforts to slavery, same land. They were made to pick the strawberries and tobacco and plow the fields, and they were not allowed to go to school. And even if they could go to school, as they tell it, the school was like 3-4 miles away. They came to Baltimore. Mother was a domestic. Daddy was a laborer. And they would be gone all day in the summertime, and we would go to the pool. Now, I lived in South Baltimore, and anybody who knows anything about South Baltimore knows Hamburg Street Bridge. When you walk easterly over that bridge, you were where I lived. There was a little playground, and literally it had a pool about the size of this stage. It was a wading pool. It was about 2 feet deep. Back then, families had, on the average, of 5, 6, 7 kids. And the pool was so small that we literally had to wait turns to get in the pool. You're supposed to be cooled off in the wading pool, but keep in mind what I'm saying. Cement at the bottom, right? 150 kids in this little space at one time. And if you didn't make the first round, you literally got into some pretty hot water. I mean, it was hot. And then something happened. A fellow named Jim Smith, African-American man who had been in the military, had reached the rank of captain, was now a recreation leader. He said, I'm tired of this. And he told us little kids, I must have been 9 years old, this is around 1960. He said, there's a big pool about 10 or 15 blocks away, and I want you all to go into that pool. So he gathered us together, and we marched over to the pool. And we looked, and we couldn't believe it. There was an Olympic-sized pool. And imagine, see, a lot of people don't know what race does to the psyche of people. Here you are, a little kid, and you're standing in line waiting for an hour or two to get in a pool with 2 feet of water. And then you go a few blocks away and see people jumping into an Olympic-sized pool. You begin to ask yourself, what is this? What's wrong with me? And so we're sitting there saying, wait a minute. And then we look at all the people at our pool, and it was segregated. We look at the people at the Riverside pool, and it was segregated. And so Mr. Smith, he just wanted us to see what we were aiming at. And then we went back. We talked to our parents, and the next thing you know, every day we would march to the pool for several days. And I'll never forget, I have a scar on my face right now where adults, I can still see their faces. That was 50 years ago. And one of them hit me with a milk bottle. I'll never forget it. Cursing at us, calling us everything but a child of God. And then there came a woman named Juanita Jackson Mitchell from the NAACP. And she came with a whole group of people, and we marched some more and marched some more. And finally, there came a day when we integrated the pool. But the damage was done. See, as long as you're in that little world, in your little world, where you don't know there's something better, it's your little world. But when you go out and you see a world blocks away, it's a whole nother thing. And so, first of all, it has made me color everything black and white. If somebody white would do something to me, I automatically thought it was racist. And you have to literally fight in your own mind to say that it's not. There's another thing that happens that makes you wonder. There used to be a psalm entitled What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. I think about that song every day of my life because I realize that there are so many children who went through similar experiences that I went through that were negatively affected, and they did not have perhaps the parents to talk to, or maybe they didn't have the religious background that I was blessed to have. And I'm not saying I'm anything special. Don't get me wrong. But the fact is that a parent trying to explain to a child why it is that he gets, for example, the books that have been used and torn apart from the white kids, trying to explain that is hard. What becomes of the brokenhearted? What becomes of them so often is they go through life, first of all, with low expectations. So many of them fall by the wayside. Ladies and gentlemen, some kind of way we have to teach our children to put color to the side. And I think they're doing it. When I was running around the country campaigning for President Obama, I can tell you, I was amazed. And I see the auditoriums, 20,000 people. And so finally we got to College Park. And when we got to College Park, I had an opportunity to talk with the president of student government and some other students after the rally was over. I said, why'd y'all come out for this black man? Because most of them were white. They said, Congressman, you're confused. They said, we did not come out for a black man. We came out for somebody we believed in. And I was telling my daughter, my 28-year-old, she says, what do you feel real good about, Dad? I said, I can go to my grave now. I said, I can go to my grave because we have elected an African-American man to the presidency of the United States. I said, and now, you know, maybe I don't have to try to be the example or the role model. Or what. They got somebody who's made it to the top. And so all the feelings that I talked about with Riverside, those negative feelings, you know, you try to figure out what is it that I can do to make my children realize that they must have high expectations and that there are a lot of very good people of all colors who really care and want every single child to grow up being all that God meant for them to be. How can I make them realize it? Barack Obama. Thank you very much.
Congressman Elijah Cummings with the story of the integration of Riverside Park Pool in South Baltimore and how the experience affected him. You can listen to more stories and learn about Stoop shows and the Stoop podcast at stoopstorytelling.com. There's a link at our page at wypr.org. Thanks for listening to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Have a great weekend.